Hi everyone, Angela Yee here, the creator of Residents of Persephone Park. Get ready for the return of not one, but two seasons this year. Please support our journey by checking out our Indiegogo campaign, like and review this podcast, and tell the whole world we're coming back with new legends, new characters, and new mysteries to unfold.
I still can't believe there are creatures on the streets that can be so creepy. I mean, to deal with not only unwanted catcalls, but also dolphin calls is a lot. When all you want is to run some errands. I'm just so mad. Oh, wait. I think this is the section I'm looking for. You know, I'm so used to going to my own school's library. I've been so busy listening to these files that I forgot things are arranged differently wherever you go. It's taking me forever to even find a book that's related to what I'm looking for. My Japanese is good enough, but when there's more kanji than hiragana, my eyes get so sleepy. Why did I think reading history books would be a good idea?
All right, play it cool, Alina. Listen, I don't know how Dog is feeling, but we've gotta just let her talk when she wants to. Not the other way around, okay?
Yes, I know. Just pinch me if I sound like I'm being rude.
All right, but don't blame me if you get a bruise.
Oh, hey guys, sorry for the wait.
Hi everyone.
Hey Dog.
Hi Dog.
You won't believe the day we had with Terry a few days ago.
What? Terry willingly met with you guys?
Yeah. No, it was more like we dragged them around. But they did show up at the coffee shop unknowingly. Though I do wonder if they'll ever go back now.
Oh, you know, Terry also had some interesting information about Jessica.
Like what?
Let's head to the park and we can catch you guys up.
So, like, we actually didn't get a chance to talk much about Jessica last time because we were all pissed off about some encantado. But did you know about the fairy incident? Terry brought it up.
Yes, there was a situation back then. I'm sure Drew will know what this means, but basically, Jessica was spirited away.
Dang, like the fairies took her?
Whoa, isn't that what you've always wanted?
Yeah, but don't bring it up.
It certainly does seem like a dream, a literal fairy tale. But fairies, just like mermaids, are a little different than what the stories would have you believe. It makes you wonder why they're so cute.
How long was she gone for?
Well, for us, it was at most a couple of hours, but I think for her, it was more like a few months. She doesn't like to talk about it, though clearly she has a strong hatred for them now.
How does that even happen? I mean, I assume she was familiar with the park by then, right?
Well, that's an easy answer.
Oh, she heard me say that.
I was tricked. Fooled. Bamboozled. Like in all the nursery rhymes.
Jessica, you sure have gotten good at sneaking up on us.
Of course. It comes with the territory of having a djinn. You know, I realized recently that we never really got a chance to catch up like I said we would. Now, tell me, has anything changed recently? I've been out of the loop for a while.
Anything recent? Oh boy. Well, there was this whole thing where I kind of got Sam angry with me. For good reasons, and I've apologized, so...
And don't forget about the Oswalds.
She was there for that! I think you mean don't forget what the Vital said about the woods.
Actually, we've been wondering how you and your djinn work together. The gang has never seen one before, right?
Oh, yeah. But we were talking about the park.
We can discuss another time. I'm always available for gossip. You know, I have wondered how all of you have survived in the park. The lion dogs are cute, but you have no source of offense. Now, what questions do you have for me?
How did you even find a djinn to work with you?
Well, honestly, it was all by chance meeting Ginny. Sometimes that's all you need.
Ginny?
Oh my gosh.
I
an actual djinn.
See him.
Ginny, say hi.
we are wasting valuable time here.
Now, Ginny. I think Dog is right. A break would be nice. We've barely made any progress anyhow. I doubt we'd learn much today.
Do you like being called Ginny? You're kind of frowning a lot.
Please refer to me as the Jin.
Right. Absolutely, Mr. the Jin, sir. Let's go back to that, right? You said you found a Jin by chance? How is that even possible?
I had wandered back into the park, but I knew it'd be dangerous if I didn't find a creature to work with immediately. It was just luck that I found a bottle by the stream with a talisman that I recognized on it. Ginny and I have been together ever since.
Wow, you make it sound so easy.
Honestly, the only way to survive this park is by studying and preparing for any scenario. This was luck, yes, but I was prepared to make an alliance with a strong creature no matter what.
Jessica, the point of the park isn't to be the strongest one out there. Believe it or not, there is a harmonious understanding at work.
That's because you aren't human. You're not the one that gets bullied and harassed by every other creature here.
Well, that does kind of sound like our own experience.
See?
I understand that you haven't had the best of times here, but you have a djinn now. You don't need to act like you're trapped.
No, you don't understand. They will never learn until you show them you mean business. Come on. You wanted to see how I survive in the park? I'll show you.
Hey, guys. I have a really bad feeling about this.
Is there anything in the fields today? Tell me.
Jessica, I don't think the point of today was to bother the creatures.
Ginny, is there a creature there?
Yes. There's the Airovat grazing in the field at your 2:00.
Holy moly. Is that an elephant?
An elephant? Oh, that's perfect.
What's an Airovat besides a giant white elephant?
Clearly that's not just a white elephant. Can't you see? It's got 3 heads.
Wait, what? Oh my god.
What? 1, 2...
Three heads!
I know, I just counted them.
Extra appendages. Definitely a creature from Hindu mythology.
Well, in Hindu mythology, it is believed that all the gods have their own personal animal that helps them travel. Airovat was Indra's personal vehicle.
And Indra is the god of...
You know, the heavens, the sky, the gods. So suffice it to say, Airovat is a very important creature that we should absolutely leave alone.
Yep, sounds... Yep, mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sounds like a very important creature.
But then what's the reason for the multiple heads?
Well, these creatures are mythical and all-powerful. And what better way to literally show that than by giving them extra limbs and body parts more than you would typically see on a human or animal? They are literally extraordinary. The Airovat especially so. There are different accounts of how they were created. It is said that they were born from one of the shells that contained the Garuda, one of the most famous demigods in Hindu mythology. Another account says that the Airovat was created from the churning of the ocean of milk.
The ocean of milk? Last time I checked, the Indian Ocean was still made of water.
Well, salt water.
You know what I mean.
Nerd.
Shut up.
The ocean of milk is not the Indian Ocean. It is, in fact, one of the 7 oceans that is part of the Hindu cosmology. Long story short, it contains multiple treasures, including the immortal nectar Amrita and, of course, Airovat, all of which were given to the gods. We can discuss more about the... Jessica, wait!
Wait? But it sounds like the perfect creature to assert our dominance over.
Wait,
doesn't
dominance?
It?
What?
Are you gonna fight a freaking elephant?
Jessica, this is considered to be the king of elephants, and as I said, the vessel for the god of the sky. You cannot be displaying this level of disrespect.
I deserve as much respect as they do.
Okay, let's... maybe... Hey, remember back in elementary school when we all learned, you know, that sharing is caring and respect is earned, not demanded?
They also told us knowledge is power and to never back away from any challenge.
Oh my god, what elementary school did you go to?
I think that, like, when they said that, they were referring to, like, learning to read and doing long division, you know, not starting fights with immortal beings just for fun. But I don't know, that's just kind of my opinion.
Jin, you know what to do.
This is what I have to deal with.
Whoa, okay. You do not need to attack an innocent creature to prove how strong you are.
You will learn pretty quickly that you really do.
Alina, I don't think that she's going to listen to us. We need to help Iravat.
Right. You and June try and get Iravat out of here. Do whatever you can. Even if you have to scare them off.
All right, come on, June. Let's go.
Okay. Here, Iravat.
Why are you trying to stop me? You said you wanted to see this. You said you wanted to learn how to survive.
But this isn't the way. Don't you remember what we did together just a few years ago? We had fun. We helped creatures. You loved Cerberus like they were your own dog, and they're a hellhound.
Well, things changed. Jenny, go.
Huh?
Dio, G, keep the gen away from the Iravat, please. You guys, watch out!
Oh, ow. You're welcome.
What? What happened?
Chiropractor this month.
They scared it off.
It's gone? No! Why would you let it leave?
You need to calm down. There's no need to show this kind of aggression towards any creature.
Yes, Jessica, please, let's just talk this over. We could be like before, like with Sam and Terry.
Stop trying to help me. I don't need your help. I don't need anything from you. You don't understand.
I can if you just tell me. Please, aren't we friends?
Friends? You can't be serious. Do not get in my way ever again.
Well, now we know why everyone said not to trust her.
But what was that? What on earth happened to her for her to act this way? Dog? Is it really because of the fairies?
I don't know. This isn't the Jessica that I know.
Jeez, this was a stressful lesson. Elephants were so smart and cute. Why would anyone ever want to hurt them? I always thought being taken away by fairies was a good thing. But it's clear Jessica has way more issues than we all thought. And she has that crazy strong djinn as well. They better stay away from her from now on. If she upsets Dog again, I'll fly back to Jersey right now to fight her myself.
Oof, finally home. I gotta change out of these muddy clothes before Mom comes back. You know, being in front of an elephant was way scarier than it looks at the zoo. Maybe we should add a mouse on the list of things we need to carry at all times. Dog? Hey, Dog. Do you want to talk about today?
No.
Okay. Do you want to eat whipped cream and watch that baking show?
Sure. That sounds fun.
Okay. Where did I put that damn whipped cream in this fridge? How about we just, you know, hang out by ourselves for a little bit? You know, Dog and June, like old times. We can play video games, argue over alien conspiracy theories online, and, ooh, we haven't been to the beach yet this year. Or we can just stay inside.
Thank you, June.